Murals are truly public art for anyone who happens to be walking by. Creating murals is a public act, too. LA artist Bunny Rice was in Carbondale last week, painting a wall on the side of Batch above the 3rd Street Plaza. Since Bunny Rice's canvas is a towering wall, her studio is a hydraulic lift. It shuttles her up and down and side to side as she paints a 40-foot-tall deer, surrounded by purple columbines and other native Colorado flowers. Hovering above the ground isn't the only part of her job that requires a little bravery. She says when you create art in front of everyone, you better be ready to get feedback.
Yeah, people walk by and they're like, that looks like a llama with antlers. Like, people have so many opinions.
But she says opening herself up is part of being a muralist.
I mean, when it really comes down to it, isn't that what life is about?
Rice has been painting murals for 20 years. She started in San Francisco.
All of our studios were really small, and I was always wanting to paint really big. So I started painting on the street.
Now she paints almost a mural a month. It's her dream job, but it can be grueling. When she's painting, she's on her feet for 13 or 14 hours a day.
Yeah, it's like running a marathon. You're tired afterwards.
Rice says everything she does starts with a sketch. Then she usually does a line drawing on the building. For this one in Carbondale, she had to project the image onto the wall to save time. Then she starts working her way through hundreds of cans of spray paint. She often spends her day so close to the wall that she doesn't know what the whole thing looks like.
I don't really know what's going on when I'm up there.
When she finishes a project, she feels a sense of pride in transforming a public space.
When you put a mural or a sculpture or a piece of public art in any kind of community, you immediately show that you're investing in that community.
Amy Kimberly agrees. She's the executive director of Carbondale Arts, which brought Rice to town for this mural. The organization looks at how to create vibrant places that get people involved with art.
And murals really do that.
Rice's mural is part of a Carbondale Arts initiative to bring more of them to town.
We definitely know some walls that people have reached out and would like to see murals on.
Kimberly says they've always been a way to mark special spaces where people gather.
You know, murals have been part of humanity really almost since the beginning when you look at the writings that we find on cave walls.
I think it's epic.
Elena Harder is visiting from Calgary with her son. They've stopped to watch the Carbondale mural take shape. Harder says she's always happy to see big public art.
It really says that the place prioritizes beauty.
Bunny Rice agrees. She says there's power in art that's available to everyone.
People can change their minds or their attitudes or the behavior for the day by seeing something that makes them feel good.
That's one reason why her work can be found on the walls of buildings, not galleries. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.